Ashley Hawkins has been working here at the church as our Minister of Outreach and Relationships for like a month and a half now. And last week in the office, Ashley and I came to a very important realization. Now, I've found this in other workplaces with other colleagues, but it's not something I'm lucky enough to have had everywhere I have worked. And honestly, I was surprised how early this happened in working together. I mean, sometimes it takes months, if not years. Turns out we can both quote every single line from the movie Tommy Boy. In fact, we performed several scenes last week together. I mean, did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, I'm just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
Hey, you know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
Yeah, they're called doctors.
Okay. Tommy Boy has been one of my favorite films for like 2 decades. It is a classic buddy road trip movie. And like so many before it, I mean, you've got Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you got Thelma and Louise, two seemingly mismatched people begin a journey together that not only ends up changing who they are individually, but it transforms and solidifies their friendship. I mean, there are even older examples. I mean, you've got Laurel and Hardy. You've got some silent movies where you watch people through these circumstances. And if you want to go back even further, there's actually some buddy road trip comedy in the Bible. Now, I mean, the Bible has its own road trip stories, for sure. I mean, you got Moses and Aaron, you got Moses and Joshua. Actually, Moses had a lot of travel buddies because it was a really long trip. You got David and Jonathan, you got Ruth and Naomi, and you, of course, have Paul and Silas. We talked about Paul a little bit last week, the Christian persecutor turned Christian evangelist who spent the rest of his life traveling the world, creating communities of people who learned about God's love shown in Jesus. He didn't make those journeys alone. He took a buddy with him. Now, in fact, Paul had several buddies over time, like Moses, too. It's an important reminder as we start this conversation today. People that travel with us in life, it's important that we have many. This isn't a sermon today about finding a lifelong best friend, nor is this a sermon about finding a romantic partner. This is an invitation for you to realize the importance of not being alone as you journey. An invitation to find people to walk with you. And nobody walked with Paul more than Silas. And like so many of these buddy movies, their travels were not without trial and tribulation. Honestly, this is one of the reasons I find Scripture so relatable. Because here's this story of a great hero of the faith, and pretty much every page something goes wrong. That's just what happened all the time. I mean, Paul disagrees with people. In fact, that's one of the reasons one of his buddies said, okay, why don't you go that way? I'll go this way now. Paul makes mistakes. Paul suffers from injuries and illness. Paul has failures. Paul gets himself into trouble. Sometimes these are metaphors for us. Sometimes these are literal for us because life is complicated. One of the reasons our scriptures offer this model of traveling together is so that we have relationships in which we can process what is happening. Every single page of the scripture, when something goes wrong, Paul talks about it with the people he's with. He helps talk it through and see what's going on. This is why, though romantic partners can be a buddy to us, we need buddies beyond them for when we need to talk about and reflect on our relationships. We need points of contact and support outside of ourselves, outside of our family, outside of our chosen family, for the different perspective they bring and the broader base it offers us if something happens in life. God knows we need to talk things through. And as wonderful and important as prayer is, sometimes we need a conversation partner that isn't ethereal and infinite. Finding a buddy to walk with us through a tough time gives us a place to vent, someone to work through things with, and if the buddy is good enough, someone who will challenge us on our own stuff when appropriate. Along those lines, I've always believed that road trips are a true test of relationship. If you really want to know who a person is, hop into a car with them for 16 to 20 hours. You think about it. You got this long road ahead of you. Small talk will cover like the first 2 hours. Huh, so the weather, huh? Yeah, yeah. How about those Broncos? Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you can fill about 2 hours with that kind of chit-chat, but But then you get into, you need a little bit more. So then you move on to more conversational kind of stuff. How's work? Oh, yeah, yeah. How's your family? Oh, good to hear, good to hear. Now you might be 3 or 4 hours into this thing. Now, if they're a longtime friend, you might be able to pick up another 2 to 3 hours worth of conversation by reminiscing on old times. Do you remember spring break? Oh my goodness, yes. Do you remember that ski trip? And now you might be 6, 7 hours into your drive. And if you're really comfortable, maybe scattered throughout that time, you might accumulate an hour worth of silence because you can handle a couple minutes of not talking in one another's presence. But now you're 8 hours into the drive, and stuff gets real. Conversations don't just happen easily at this point. You've used up all the easy conversations. And stuff gets real. And we need to be real. We need real people and real conversations in our life. People with whom we can talk about the big questions that our lives are worthy of. People who will listen to our wildest of dreams. People who will hold our trust. People who we can trust to hold our vulnerabilities and our fears. We need that in our lives, and we shouldn't have to drive across Nebraska to get it. Actually, no one should have to drive across Nebraska for anything. And that's why we're working so hard to build more groups and places of connection here in our congregation. Our journey groups have been very simple gatherings. You look at the sign-up sheet and there's just 2 dates. A group is getting together, and they get together for 2 hours, and you just have some basic conversation to get to know each other. I think that's important. These small, short conversations, they may not get into the deep stuff right away, serve as entry points for relationship. I mean, because let's be honest, you don't look at someone you never met and say, do you want to drive across the country with me? No, no, no. First you drive to Boulder and you see how that works out. And then you might try a little bit further. We have these entry point groups like journey groups to begin conversation for you to realize, these are people I want to spend more time with. We want you to be together long enough to realize you would enjoy spending more time with some of the people here. Honestly, we're hoping that some of the journey groups will keep meeting beyond the 2 times. Not out of obligation like, oh, we'll do 3 more. But out of a desire to go further into conversation and relationship. Do you guys want to keep getting together? Oh, that would be great. Now, I know a few of you loved the journey groups you were already in. And you're thinking, well, how come you didn't tell us that then? Well, hey, get the band back together. That's fine. We want you to be together. We also have a variety of opportunities and support ready for wherever you and your group might like to go. So you get to know each other, you realize there's some wonderful people you want to be with, and you think, maybe we should do a Bible study. Oh, we got that. Maybe you want to just have some topical conversations. Yep, we're ready for it. Maybe you'd like us to provide some simple questions that will open up deeper discussion. They're written, and they're ready. Maybe you're looking for some service opportunities to share together. Oh yeah, you betcha. My long drives were to Minnesota. We say that. We want this congregation to be filled with people who are journeying together. You know, when our guests visit us and you chat with them during coffee hour, and thank you to those of you who intentionally look for guests among us, I look forward to you to be able to invite them. Hey, you want to come to a group and meet some people? Or maybe you offer them. There's a bunch of different groups going, and there's one starting soon. Honestly, for these groups we have coming, the sign-ups start this week by email and next week on paper. And the list of what we're offering is going to continue to grow. We've got the journey groups and some Bible studies starting first. Soon after that, we're starting a group that's going to get together once a month and watch and discuss TED Talks. We've got a parenting group that's not going to be far behind. If there is a topic or an activity that would be helpful or meaningful to you, you let us know, and we will find a format and people who are interested as well. Whatever journey you are walking, we want you to know there are people who will walk with you and groups that will create space for what is real. I mean, so much of life is already filled with relationships and activities and groups. I know for some of you, the idea of adding one more thing to the calendar is not an easy proposition. But there is a real shortage of places that are real in life. And honestly, I bet there's a real shortage of places that are real in your calendar. We spend so much time engaging in surface-level companionship in this world. And I want to tell you, your life is worthy of something more. Something that is as real as the difficult times we face. And that's what we want you to find here, that real space. Being real together is what we're called to do by the longing of God and the wisdom of our scriptures. In fact, I want to go back to the scriptures. Paul, would you kick this mic on for me at the pulpit? In the climax of their scriptural adventure, Paul and Silas sit in jail together. And I want you to hear part of their story. Actually, maybe told perhaps as a Tommy Boy quote. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas. And the magistrates ordered Paul and Silas to be stripped and beaten with rods.
After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully.
And when he received those orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in chains.
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.
And suddenly there was this violent earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken, and all at once, every single prison door flew open, and all of the chains became loose.
The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped.
But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself! We're all here!"
The jailer called for the lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas.
He then brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Thanks. Sometimes we also just sit around and quote scripture in the office. So the jail shakes. They don't go anywhere. The jailer is amazed and says, "What must I do to experience this kind of life that you know?" And then they talk about God's love shown in the life and resurrection of Jesus. And while this story of being imprisoned was literal for Paul, it's another moment of metaphor for all of us. Who will sit with us and sing with us when we feel beaten and locked up in life? Where will we find the buddies that will sit with us when the earth is shaking? I want to make a bold commitment to you, but it's also a commitment on your behalf. Wherever life takes you, when you're having one of those days or one of those weeks or just months on end that feel like you're under lock and key or like the world is shaking everything that matters, when you need someone to be with you, you can find someone to be with you here. And I invite you not to wait for everything to fall apart before you look for those people. Let's get to know each other well enough that the real conversations might come naturally as we spend time journeying together. Amen.